Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, so are you sure you're going to be able to? Will this be normal, Riggins?
No.
Or are you just going to be barely getting through?
I think I'm gonna work my way through. We'll see what I can do. I haven't practiced this at all, but I got a bit of an injured finger here.
Yeah, so Riggins has an infection in his picking hand.
That's right.
So it's his musical time. It's the weekend review song. And so he has to play the guitar through it, and we'll just see how that goes.
This could be a disaster.
We may have to abort midway through. All right.
So y'all help me out.
One, two, three, hit it.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
I injured my middle finger this week. They gave me some medicine and finger splints. I don't want to say how I injured it. Let's just say TJ's been walking funny ever since. TJ just got over a sinus infection. Just thought I would remind. I've got an infected finger, and now Lindsay's chakras aren't aligned. We're falling apart here, is what I'm saying. I'm not really a sickly person. Maybe it's just not my year. And I wonder if it's because of my diet, which is mostly hot fries and a bunch of beer.
Yes.
And this is a song that's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Falling apart here already. This is not good. March Madness is in full effect. I think Duke will eat these two teams for lunch. It's the kind of madness like TJ has when he sees a box of Captain Crunch. today is National Memory Day, an important reminder, I suppose. But I don't know if it requires a holiday because everyone's got one of those.
Everybody's got a memory.
The Boston Celtics were sold for $6 billion. That's a pretty unbelievable stat. The new owner said thank you to the fans, and they shouted a bunch of racial slurs after that. And this is my song. It's called
A Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
It's because Boston has a lot of racist people.
They do. Yeah. But they hate when you bring that up.
That was the joke.
Those stranded astronauts came back to Earth. They don't have to float around anymore. Now that those astronauts are back on Earth, Lindsay, what the heck are you waiting for? Come back. The new Snow White is now in theaters. They made some changes that are pretty slight. For example, now all the dwarves are Marxist. TJ, am I right?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes.
Powerball is up to $500 million. And I need to keep my tear ducts shut, because if Ace was here, we'd be talking about wrestling rings and renting jet skis out of a hut. And this is my song.
It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Thank you. Sorry. That was a struggle.
That was a little bit of a struggle. Good. Really good.
Yeah, thanks. Mm-hmm. So, I did have an interesting day yesterday. Some shocking revelations came to be, though, and I cannot wait to tell you next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order, after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I've been waiting to tell you all about this since yesterday afternoon. So I injured my finger. I don't really know how, but it's infected now. It's disgusting. And I went to the doctor yesterday, the urgent care, and I said, hey, can you look at it? And the doctor comes in and she's got a mask on and she's very pretty. I can just tell. And she's holding my hand so gently and she's talking to me like a normal person. And, you know, I fall in love like in 2 seconds. Yeah. So I'm already in love with her and she's holding my hand. And she was great. And they got me set up. But what I thought, you know, was just like a little injury on my finger that I needed to attend to. I got some medicine. So I got some of the biggest pills you've ever seen. Maybe the second biggest pill I've ever taken, because the first biggest pill are these. And then I had to get two of those. So, you know, we're loaded up with medicine right now.
So the double thing, is that antibiotics or is that the anti-inflammatory?
It is the anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, you don't need 2 weeks worth of
that. I believe, yeah. So
or whatever they tell you.
I'm not a big medicine person. I know Jody said the same thing. When I have a headache, I might take an Advil. These are like quadruple strength Advil.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. But then an antibiotic. So they got me loaded up with medicine. But here's the crazy part. So I check out and everything. I'm away. I didn't even know how to get a prescription. Never had a prescription before as an adult.
Wait, are you kidding me?
No. So she was like, okay, they'll set you up. Where's your pharmacy? I was like, I don't have one. And she was like, well, you can pick one of these. Like, she was flummoxed by that question. I was like, I don't know. She was like, okay, we'll go to this drugstore over here. I was like, I can go right now? And she was like, yeah, they'll just do, we're going to send it in and you can just go pick it up. I was like, who, do I just go to like the front? You know, I didn't know. I didn't know.
I have so many questions.
But he's only 38.
37.
Yeah. So he would never, but.
I'm not sick. I don't, what was that? anyway. I've never had a prescription. Well, I probably did when I was a kid. You know, I had strep throat or something, but never as an adult. I've never had to make like
that,
a
good that for
is,
you.
That is great.
So anyway, awesome. I go. So she's so hot and I'm falling in love with her. I go get my medicine and I go back home and I'm like, I'm about to look because I can tell she's got some sort of foreign, I don't know, what do you call that, nationality in her line.
Yeah.
She's got dark hair and these bright green eyes. Beautiful. And I'm like, ooh. Oh, I'm going to find her on Instagram. She looks about my age. So Brazilian. I'm like, well, so I'm looking her up on Instagram, nothing. And I've got her name on my prescription. That's how I found her, you know? So I'm like typing it in on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Snapchat. I'm like, maybe she uses this name. I didn't find her on any social media. You know where I found her picture? Damn, Slammer Magazine.
No way.
Oh, no.
I found her mugshot.
Oh, yeah. She had a DUI or something.
A little.
It happens. Bless
had
it.
A little dewy. Years ago.
Right.
Years and years ago. But man, she took a spectacular mugshot. I'll give her that.
Not where you would think you would find your doctor's picture on Slammer Magazine.
I'm being funny. Yeah. It wasn't in the Slammer, but that was the first picture that came up. I went, oh my God. That hasn't thrown me at all, though. I can't wait to show you her picture because she's hot. And she did a great job on me. I don't hold that against her at all. She treated me with kindness and care.
Yeah.
And well, when you're young, you know.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is events. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
You know, sometimes you'll see a family out and then they have a kid or more than one kid and the kid's all out of control. And you're like, man, they ought to spank those kids.
Sure.
I think that all the time. Them kids need a whooping.
A whooping.
Well, this video, I think this poor lady's entire family needs whoopings. They're standing outside at some type of sightseeing adventure, and she's looking at them, and they're videoing her because she has a giant bumblebee in her bangs, just resting on her bangs. And it's not moving or anything so much, but it is alive. You can tell it's crawling around a little bit. And they won't tell her what it is because they're just trying to get a funny video out of it. And this poor lady, I would snatch them all up if I were her. Listen to this. Well, you got to listen to it when I play it.
You have 5 seconds to guess what's on your hair. It's yellow.
Take the day picture.
I am. What's on your head right now?
I don't know, but get it off.
It's yellow, black.
Get it filed?
No.
Somebody come get it off of me. I'm not doing it. Paula, come get it off of me.
Just shake your head.
If it bites me, I'm going home. I will not do nothing else with y'all just standing around. Paula. Paula.
Paula.
Paula.
You better get it.
You better, if it bites me, I'm going home. I love that's the threat. I'm going home if you don't fix this.
Mm. That's terrible.
I know. And she knows that if she goes home, then it's going to ruin the rest of the time.
You bet.
You know, because... Yeah. Yeah, you know, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's absolutely right.
But I don't blame her.
Yeah.
But then again,
I'm your mom.
But then again, why didn't she just brush it away?
Yeah, true.
She was letting them take a picture of it.
Yeah.
And didn't know they were videoing her.
Yeah.
That's why she said, take the picture.
She didn't know what it was, right?
Still, no.
After he said all that, because she said, I hope it doesn't bite me.
Yeah, right.
She could tell it was something that had flown into her head. Yeah. So.
What's black and yellow and in your hair? Right now.
Get this off of me, Paula. Get Paula.
Video.
You hear Paula in the background go, I'm not getting it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Take the picture.
Take the dang picture.
And I love that he thought that'd be a great
If it bites me, I'm going home. I will not do nothing else with y'all just standing around. No, I'm not touching it. Paula. Paula.
Paula.
Paula.
Paula.
Paula. Paula.
Help me. Help me.
I'm going home.
That poor lady. I mean, I'm all for a good joke, but come on.
Not on your mom. I don't know. Moms are, my mom's off limits.
Maybe had grandbabies
Probably.
There. Who knows?
Probably.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
So what is it?
Stupid.
But my mama would not have been that calm about it.
She'd have freaked out.
Yeah, well, she would have just said, she'd have been mad from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, I said, get this off of me.
Yeah.
You idiots. And she'd be going, and my brother's name's Todd, and he likes to aggravate people.
Yeah.
And she would have been going, Todd, you look. Yeah. That's what I thought his name was when I was little. It's the way I always said it. Todd! Like that. Because they were always yelling at him.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Kensho Cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from LaCure are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. LaCure is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know, I've long said that people in Seattle are just nuts. They are. I think every single resident of Seattle is a wacko. Seattle and Portland, those two cities, I never think of anybody being from there or living there that's not just on the verge of needing to be institutionalized.
It's probably almost accurate. Yeah.
But this from Seattle borders along the lines of evil. So this is a scam that is happening, and they're trying to track down these people, because what they're doing is when people put up flyers about their lost pets, they're calling the pet owners by taking the number off the flyer and telling them that they found their, like this one guy that they featured in the story said, "We found your cat." And he's been run over by, he's been hit by a car. Okay. And then they say, he's got to get to the emergency vet right now, and I'm going to take him. We'll worry about getting him back to you. I'm so worried about his health right now. Yeah. And then saying, send me the money for the vet bill.
That's evil. Mm-hmm. Evil.
Yeah. So this guy that they interviewed on the news story said, I would do anything to get my baby boy back. And he was talking about how he fell for the story. His cat is a 14-year-old cat named Lil Wayne Shorter.
Lil Wayne Shorter?
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Yeah. So he said, I would do anything to get my baby boy back. And I'm trying to find the rest of the story, But he said he knew that it just felt like a scam, but he just was so wrought with worry and all that. And he said, this is one of the things that seemed like to me he would be an easy mark from some of his quotes here. The guy was rehearsed. He was smooth. He sounded like, you know, an experienced person. They knew they had done some research on me before they called. You know, they knew my name. They knew my cat's name, you know, the address and all this. Like, okay, the research they did was looking at the flyer that you posted.
Yeah.
Right. Dirt.
They say he was hit, injured by a car, needs surgery. Do you want to go ahead with that surgery? And then they asked if I could Venmo them $2,800.
Oh.
He said, in the back of my head, I was screaming, this is a scam. This is a scam. But at the same time, because it's such an emotional pull, I'm thinking, even if there's a 10% chance that this is real, you know, I want to go ahead with it.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he said, quote, he was my fur child. He was my kid. You know, it still breaks my heart that he's gone. Now, while this is evil that they've done to this guy, and it's like psychopath behavior, he wasn't your fur child. He wasn't your kid.
DJ.
Fur child is a little aggressive.
And what he did was stupid, Riggins. And if he were one of those people that fell for the scam, then you would be laughing at him. But since it's a pet.
It's a pet. I got sympathy for him. Lil Wayne. I just love this Lil Wayne.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So I saw this story. I didn't read it because it seemed stupid to me. It was the 10 states that are most likely to have alien abductions.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Uh-oh. So I didn't need that. I didn't need that content. But
right.
If you could think of somebody right now in U.S. America that should be it would be good if they would be abducted by aliens, who would it be, Reed?
It's a fabulous question, TJ. I'm glad you asked that. Who would I want to see abducted by aliens? Oh, Ellen Pompeo.
Yeah, she's pretty bad.
I find her so off-putting for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's a weird answer, but I could.
There's so many of them in my world. What about you, Lynn?
I can't say her name.
Oh, because it's a real person?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a real person, and so y'all know her, and I know her. Yeah.
But you can't pronounce it?
No. Oh, my God.
We know. All know her.
Really?
But that's cool. I'll keep it myself.
I don't know where I would start. I'd be like, when you rescue the genie from the bottle, you get three wishes. I wouldn't even know what to wish for because I'd have so many things I wanted. I don't know. Maybe just like spin a wheel with all of the women from The View's names on it. that would be a pretty good choice for me.
Yeah. Jared Leto comes to mind.
Yeah, he's kind of.
You can take him. Yeah. He's basically an alien anyway.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
His eyeliner on.
Yeah, mine would be very easy. James Cameron.
Oh, Cameron.
Get out.
Yeah.
James Cameron. Leave. Yeah, James. Go. Away.
Bad Baby is a good one.
You think?
Yeah. You can take her.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, I have some people that are, neighbors of mine that, I might have to cover up something and say they were abducted by aliens.
Yeah. Really?
I might disappear them.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's a good question.
Wow. There's so many. Maybe that Jasmine Crockett. Yeah, U.S. Representative. Yeah.
Jasmine Crockett.
AOC maybe would be a good one. Although she's pretty. You gotta give her points for that, I guess.
The blonde woman from The Office, the nerdy one. I can't stand her. I never liked her.
Well, and I would put Jim and Pam on there too. Take them, aliens.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
All guests of the TJ and Reagan Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, a couple of things here that are of import. We always talk about the Cheesecake Factory's menu just being ridiculously large. Well, they're cutting 13 menu items.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, no.
And I know you love the Cheesecake Factory, Lindsay.
I do. I do.
So they're cutting 13 menu items. But here's the thing. They're adding 20 more.
Oh, gosh. You're kidding.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
If they cut those avocado egg rolls, I'm done.
Yep.
Tell me the truth. Are they on the list?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't. Oh. I just saw the numbers of what they were doing. I didn't go look up what the dishes were.
Yeah.
Because
so
I mean,
they're not.
If I'm going to the mall,
right?
It's probably because somebody that I know who, they may be stranded there, and I'm going to pick them up. Because, I'm too famous to be going in a mall. Well,
of course.
Not that I have anything against mall shopping. It's just that I'm too famous.
Yeah.
Right. I love that they're cutting that, not because of the size of the menu.
Yeah.
They're like, we're just going to add 20 more. No, people complain about the size of your menu.
Yeah, and that's why it takes so long. It's hard to get a table.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, they don't turn them around fast enough because people are reading that thick novel. Yeah. No, I don't know if it
can't decide.
I don't know if they turn around tables or not. Turn over tables. And then here's the other thing. And I thought that you two sensitive ladies would love this.
Hmm.
I watched a video today of a guy from Sweden who found an otter when it was a baby. It was abandoned by its mother, bottle fed it, nursed it back to health, and then released it into the wild. But he still goes out on his kayak into the area where he knows the otter lives. And as soon as the otter sees him, he swims up to that kayak and starts playing all around the thing and following it. And then he'll swim up to the side of it and jump into the guy's lap like a dog.
Oh, wow.
Oh, mm-hmm. I love that story.
Love that. Yeah.
I want an otter.
I want an otter. Kyle, can I get an otter? Go and just record that. Go into his office one day. Babe, what do you think about an otter?
You won't let me have a Highland cow. What about an otter? Yeah. Yeah, then y'all would be the otter family next door than you already are now. You're the odd family next door now. You'd be the otter family.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So Clemson, one of the top trending topics, Clemson lost in March Madness yesterday afternoon. So, you know, basically the first day of the tournament, they said 5% of the remaining brackets are still valid because Clemson lost in this crazy upset.
You know, I've never been a bracket person, Riggins, but I just found out, I don't know how long this has been going on, but there are a lot of places where you just buy a bracket that's already filled out and you just have to go with the luck of the draw of whatever you get.
Okay. That's an interesting way of doing it.
Yeah. I might do that because it's like buying a lottery ticket.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Or a raffle ticket. I mean,
it's totally the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And plus that's a lot of writing and you're not into that.
And and looking up stuff, stats. You know, I hate to look up stuff.
Yeah. One thing about TJ, he hates to look up stuff.
Juggling is so exhaustive.
Lindsay, is your husband way into March Madness?
He watches all the games. He doesn't do the brackets and stuff, but he likes to watch the games for sure.
He's a professional athlete there for a while. So.
And that's why he doesn't do brackets. And does he do fantasy football?
He is in a family one, but it's funny. He never has time to like to pick them. So he just does the automatic.
Yeah, because most of us real athletes don't get into fantasy football.
Did you say us real athletes?
Yeah.
it's a real one.
We're part of an elite group of athletes. So you wouldn't understand.
I had sports scholarship offers and stuff. I mean, that's not far away. I took a theater scholarship instead. That's not far away from pitching in the major leagues.
No.
Same thing.
I could have done that if I.
You're performing too.
Yeah, I mean, I could have been in the major leagues or in the NFL if I just didn't have such a thirst for the theater.
Yeah, exactly. You swapped out the perfect pitch for the pitch perfect. And you're better for it, TJ. I'll say that.
Yes, absolutely. Way better.
Absolutely. Tesla trending. They're recalling 46,000 Cybertrucks, nearly every Cybertruck that's out on the road for these two pieces of paneling that go up either side of the windshield. They say that they could come loose and cause an accident. So pretty much every Tesla Cybertruck you see out on the road is now under a recall. So they have to go get those things replaced.
You know what I wish?
They're ugly.
You know what I wish they would put on the Cybertrucks?
What?
And all Teslas, for that matter. Something that when somebody comes by and vandalizes one, some crazy person, because they don't like Elon Musk anymore, it should spray paint on them. Bright neon paint, just like the things that explode when you rob a bank.
Yeah. I bet he would do that, too.
Yeah.
Elon would do that.
And tear gas.
Absolutely.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I got to tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Make sure you subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, or you can go listen and watch the show at tjriggins.com. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss a new episode. You never know. We were talking about our cosmetic procedures yesterday. TJ, you didn't reveal a thing. I talked about mine. Lindsay talked about hers. Have you had anything cosmetic done?
No.
Do you want to?
Oh, yeah.
I want to.
I just don't know where I would even start. because I mean, there's so much. I'd like to just be completely rebuilt.
Yeah. Ground up.
Yeah. It's like one of them robots from Boston.
Yeah.
You know, they're out there doing flips and break dancing now and everything. That's what I want. I want to come back as a robot.
Yeah. What would you do to your face? Would you get a note? What's like the first thing you do besides, like, we know you don't like your hair. Cosmetically, like, have you ever thought, like, my nose could, like, use, like, a little, or my ears could be this. Have you ever thought about that?
No.
Oh, really? Okay, good. But, good, me neither. Like,
no. I would get probably a little bit of my nose chopped off on the end.
Really?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah. Lindsay, have you ever undergone, like, facial surgery like that, cosmetic surgery?
No, but the way we talk, people think I have just totally reconstructed my face. Well, I just get a little Botox.
Yeah, you should have seen the comments under that video yesterday. People were like, she shouldn't be doing any of this. It's beautiful to grow older with grace. Like, it was just a lot of those things. But
it's a little facial. Calm down.
Yeah.
It's a laser facial.
It's a laser facial. Yeah.
They shot a couple lasers in my face. Calm
down. It's like microneedling.
Down.
Like, it's not that big of a deal.
They call it a lasial.
Well, we had been calling it a facelift, so people were just surprised. They were like, oh, she's so young and she's so pretty. She obviously doesn't need a facelift. But, yeah, she just got, like, a couple lasers shot in there.
Well, it's just it's a facial, but they call it, like, a non-invasive facelift. That's what they, you know, they market it like that.
Yeah.
And then that's what she said to us. We'd never heard that. I had a painless painless facial or pain-free facial, whatever it's called.
Facelift.
Facelift, yeah.
Yeah, I did say that. And so... whatever, but people are like, oh my God, you reconstructed your face, you're 40. Okay, well, not really, but I would look similar to this if I had not done anything.
Yeah,
I'd get me some of those big Lisa Rinna lips, just like out of control.
Yeah.
Look like I got those wax lips in like Mr. Potato Head or somebody. Yeah.
Like those candy lips.
Yeah.
I think they look good. I do think Lisa's? Yeah, absolutely. I think she's a really pretty woman.
She is pretty, but her lips are out of control.
Are they?
And she's not sweet.
Oh, no? Mm. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we
interviewed her. Squirt on the street, yeah.
Oh. Rare. Mm.
Yeah, she's pretty. And as my wife says, she knows it.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Sconi spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere. 15% off with code TJ. Sconi, perfect for on and off the course. Redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.